You're listening to SBS News.
Touching down in Fiji, Penny Wong has spent more time overseas than in the country as foreign minister, as strategic competition intensifies in the Pacific. Coinciding with a visit from China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, Penny Wong will try to counter moves from Beijing to expand ties in the region.
We will remain a critical development partner for the Pacific family in the years ahead. And Australia will be a partner that doesn't come with strings attached, nor imposing unsustainable financial burdens. We're a partner that won't erode Pacific priorities or Pacific institutions. We believe in transparency.
She's confirming the government's commitment to climate action, one of the biggest issues the Pacific is facing.
Our commitment to you is this. We will work with you to make our Pacific family even stronger. We will listen and we will hear you. I was Australia's first ever climate minister, and I know the imperative we all share to take serious action to reduce emissions.
It's just hours after the foreign minister appeared before the Quad Summit in Japan with newly minted Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The government's promising $500 million of additional aid to the Pacific announced during the election, including defence training, maritime security and climate change support. Anthony Albanese told ABC Minister Wong's trip shows genuine commitment to engage.
We need to respond to this because this is China seeking to increase its influence in the region of the world where Australia has been the security partner of choice.
In the draft deal, China states it's seeking a comprehensive strategic partnership with up to 10 Pacific nations, covering policy, security and data communications cooperation, in a similar arrangement to the security pact recently inked with Solomon Islands. There are major concerns China's security deals could lead to it building a military base in the region. The Federated States of Micronesia has already implored its neighbouring nations to reject the deal, fearing it could spark a Cold War. But Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Wang Wenbin dismissed those claims in a press conference overnight.
The exchange and cooperation between China and Pacific Island countries have followed the principles of sincerity, real results, affinity and good faith, and on the basis of equal-footed consultation. Following the principle of mutual benefits and pursuing common development, such relations have produced tangible outcomes and have been well acclaimed from the people of the island countries. I think the above facts can be powerful refutation to the argument you mentioned on sparking a new Cold War.
After touching down in Solomon Islands, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will visit Kiribati, Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea and Timor-Leste. The diplomatic charm offensive will go over just 10 days. In Solomon Islands, Wang Yi is holding a press conference with his counterpart, but the media appearance has strict controls, with local journalists not allowed to ask questions. Penny Wong has criticised that approach during her press conference with Fiji's national journalists.
And I hope that you get the opportunity to ask as many questions of the foreign minister when he comes as you get to ask of me.
Back home, another charm offensive is taking shape as Peter Dutton positions himself to become the next Liberal leader. The former defence minister told 2GB Radio he hopes the public will see a softer side of him as the party considers what went wrong on Saturday.
I've learned a lot from the leaders I've served under, and I believe that we can win the next election, but there's a lot of work between now and then, and the Liberal Party has to get back to being the Liberal Party and being the broad church and making sure that we represent all Australians.
Peter Dutton has led the right faction of the party and challenged Malcolm Turnbull for leadership in an unsuccessful coup that eventually installed Scott Morrison as Prime Minister. He's been seen as a hard-line conservative and a tough politician, holding portfolios including health, immigration, home affairs and defence. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison told 2GB Radio he'll support the new leader in his first radio interview since the party's loss.
Of course, I'm disappointed by the result. It's not the first time the Liberal Party has lost an election. That happens from, you know, in various cycles, and the party will regroup and focus again under new leadership, and I look forward to giving that new leadership every support.
Leadership contenders Karen Andrew and Angus Taylor have both confirmed they won't run against Mr Dutton, leaving his path clear. There remains a question mark over who will take the deputy leadership. The frontrunner is centre-right Liberal Susan Lee. As counting continues and just four seats hang in the balance, those last few will need to be shored up before a leadership decision is made. Krishani Danji, SBS News.